USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter says he could call up the U.S. military and close the southern border. This is a caravan, an estimated 4,000 illegals heading to the border, hoping to get into our country. It remains unclear who is supporting them along their journey.
We made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Saudi Arabia, where he meets with political leaders about Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who's last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They, too, understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
Pompeo briefing President Trump and says the investigation into the matter continues.
We ought to give them a few more days to complete that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A new report on the best cities to look for a job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The job recruiting website Glassdoor.com coming up with its rankings based on the number of job openings in a city, the median income those jobs pay, and the city's median home value. And according to the website, with that formula, there are currently 92,000 available jobs in Pittsburgh, making it number one. St. Louis coming in at number two on the list, followed by Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm still playing. When I don't enjoy the game no more, I won't play no more. So I'm still in the lineup. I'm still playing. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Sports. LeBron James making his debut as an L.A. Laker.
I mean, I'm excited about the game of basketball. So no matter where I am, I'm always excited about playing a game that I love. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to go out and play. So that's very exciting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan, USA Radio's Tim Berg, interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The Nasdaq dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.